I would want to walk Main Street right in broad daylight, but you will.
What's your first choice? 6 hours.
Nobody.
What's your second choice? 6 hours.
That front.
We got one.
They know they're.
Really?
I said, but home license is cheaper than getting my haircut today. $25 for home license.
I got the shirt for doing that.
$28.
Sure, man.
Okay, listen.
Why are you talking?
I'm reaching for air.
Well, it's 6 o'clock. I'll call this meeting to order. If everyone will please rise for a pledge of allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you. First, I'd like to thank Joe Giuliano for donating the sweet corn for this weekend's car show and corn eating contest. It looks like the weather's going to be good, and they're expecting a big crowd. There's over 1,200 people following it on Facebook, and so that hopefully is a good indicator of a good turnout. I want to thank Mike Lovell for the bulletin board. He brought it down. It's hung in the entranceway. Phil got it hung up. And it's a good idea. Carrie, you brought that idea up, so that was great. And now we don't have to get our windows all messed up with scotch tape that we can't get off. And I want to thank Mike D's Hotel for coming down and fixing the PA system. He refused to submit a bill, but he got it fixed. And I think it was operator error. We hit all the knobs and buttons messed up and backwards and everything. So he fixed it and put little marks where everything has to be. So hopefully he made it a day approved.
User friendly.
Maybe. And we have a distinguished guest tonight, Assemblyman Robert Smullins here. He wanted to come tonight and just speak to the board and the audience and let everyone know what's going on in his district. And I'll give the floor to you, Assemblyman.
Okay. May I?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you, Supervisor. I'll just turn sideways. I hate to turn my back to folks. Thank you to the board for having me and to everybody that's here. Robert Smullin, represent the 118th Assembly District, includes the town of Schuyler. I'm very fortunate I'm going to be able to keep the town of Schuyler in the redistricting that one happened. So that'll be a good thing for consistency. I'm here tonight to listen to what's going on with the town board, the town business, you know, everything that's going on at the town level, the county level, but particularly at the state level. If anybody has any questions, I will leave a bunch of my cards over on the table on the desk here, so you can get in touch with me if you need me. My office is in East Herkimer, right by Cornell Cooperative Extension Soil and Water Conservation District, if you know where that is. That's my district office. I'm from the hamlet of Mico in Fulton County. I got a big district, as you all know, Fulton County, Hamilton County, Upper Herkimer County, 6 towns in Oneida, and also up in St. Lawrence County. So I've got a ton of information about any issue that you could possibly think of from the state level perspective. That's where I help solve issues. I'm also able to help people with state agencies that are problematic sometimes in getting back and listening to what citizens have on their minds, their needs, whether it's, you know, unemployment insurance or, you know, problem with a business with the state liquor authority. So I don't want to go on too long. I know I'm at a minute plus right now, so people's time is precious, but thank you for having me. Answer any questions, and I'll leave some of my cards there to get in touch with me if you need me. So, thank you very much.
Anyone have any questions for the Assemblyman?
I don't know.
Gary?
Yes, I was wondering, what are you going to do with the Frankfurt Bridge, Frankfurt Schuyler Bridge?
The issue with that is who owns it, and if it is owned, then who pays for the maintenance? Is the synopsis of the situation, and it's on. You know, it's in across two towns. Should it be a county bridge? Or should it be a Canal Corporation bridge? Because I think that was the original, the genesis of it. So happy to dialogue about it. And then when it comes time to get the money, to get the state to pay its share of the money.
So you're saying that the state may pay a share or will pay the whole thing?
I won't commit to a share or anything like that because that's, you know, that's to be determined. But my goal would be to get the state to pay a share of that money.
And what do you think the share would be?
I'd like them to own it, but you know, I don't know if I can go back into. It's a canal law issue, is where the genesis of it was. What I can do is help the town work with, in this case, the Canal Corporation, to be able to do what I think is the right thing, which is, since it goes between two municipalities across the state, regulated body of water, to pay more.
So you'll be in contact with Schuyler right through?
I'm sorry?
You will be in contact with Town of Schuyler right through?
I'm sorry, I'm a little hard of hearing for my time in the Marines. Your last words, I missed it.
Will you be in contact with the Town of Schuyler as this progresses?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
That's what I want to hear.
And we did, the Assemblyman helped us put in a Bridge New York application. We weren't successful on the first round, but we do got a second one, and Phil's been kind of monitoring that.
Yep.
And that's a 95%.
95% funding.
5% match for the towns.
And if not that, then something else.
We have also applied for a couple of tips and something else. Yeah.
I'm aware of the project and the issues and help as I can.
I thank you.
Yep.
Thanks. Thanks, and I personally want to thank Assemblyman Smellen. When we had that flood on Halloween a couple years ago, Schuyler got hit hard, and there were about five or six residents who were kind of washed right out of their home down along the canal. And, you know, everyone was going to come to Schuyler and tour, and he was here the next morning, and him and I went through homes, we met families. We were able to set up an account to get them propane, temporary tanks, to get the heat back on and things like that, and dry the attics and basements and cellars out. It was a mess, but I just want to say thank you. It meant something to these people that, you know, a state representative was there. So, and everyone at that time was going to move and leave, and I think all but one person did stay. So. They rebuilt.
I'd like to thank you. On numerous occasions, I've called you for assistance, and you've helped me every single time. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yep, thank you. And we appreciate it. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Man. I know you got to head to Trenton. And
yeah, I'll listen for a while, and then,
Pay bills. Has everyone had a chance? Barb, I snuck in a bill last minute. It's for Brian Whitaker on the sewer extension, so you'll have to add it to the abstract.
No problem.
Did everyone have a chance to look at the bills? What do you think? They keep coming. Eric, you're okay with them?
I guess we got them.
You got me, too? Okay. Rod says second. Clerk, call the roll.
Who's being first, Eric?
Eric.
Okay. Dodge.
Aye.
Juliana.
Aye.
King.
Aye.
Sussman.
Yes.
Consent.
Aye. Next, we got the minutes. July 13th was our regular board meeting. July 13th was our regular board meeting. July 19th was our public nuisance workshop. And the 20th was the canal easement meeting, which I wasn't at. Rod chaired it and Eric took minutes. So, has everyone gotten a copy of that? Is everybody happy with what they see?
Yep.
If so, motion to approve the minutes. Is motion by Giuliano, second by Dodge. Clerk, call the roll.
Dodge.
Aye.
Juliana.
Aye.
King.
Aye.
Sessing.
Aye.
Lucente.
Aye. Assessor report. George Haskell's with us tonight. George?
Everything's done for the year. Files have been sent to the school districts. So maybe a couple lingering change of addresses. We're all set for as I know.
Okay. Very good. Does anyone have any questions of the assessor? No? Okay, thank you, George. Codes Officer Phil Green. Phil?
So we have two court cases going. We'll be back in court this coming Monday, the 15th at 5. Permits are coming in pretty steady. And we had four or five lawns mowed. There's still one more, at least one more on Newport Road that he didn't get to yet, but he's told me he'd be getting there before the weekend.
It seems to be growing in popularity. People like us mowing their lawns and charging them. So.
Well, this gentleman does a good job.
Yes, he does.
So, that's, I try to get it done for your event this weekend. All the places coming in, you know.
Yeah, right.
There's one, I know there's one on Lower Newport that has to get done. I saw it today. He said he'd have it done for the weekend, so.
Okay, thanks, Phil. Anyone have any questions for the codes officer? Thanks. Supervisor's report, Dave Crane was here from Ming Insurance NBT last month. He presented us with our policy. There was a slight increase. The policy is going to be $41,974.55. We did ask him about raising the deductible. I talked to him. He thought we were best to stay right where we were. But we do need a vote to approve that insurance policy. Motion by Kane. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Oh, Sesney. Clerk, call the roll on that.
Dutch.
Aye.
Giuliano.
Aye.
Kane.
Aye.
Sesney.
Yes.
Susenti.
Aye. So we've been having a couple workshops talking about a public nuisance law, and Ron, did you want to explain this, or do you want me to kind of explain it?
Yeah, it'd probably be better if you did. I can try. I got the paperwork here.
What's happening in town is sometimes there's a mess. Somebody has tires, somebody has a bunch of lawnmowers or garbage outside their house. By the time, you know, Phil summons them, writes letters, it gets to court, an attorney comes in, it becomes a very lengthy process. So the city of Utica had something on the books where what they do is they notify the homeowner, listen, you got a problem and you need to clean it up by a certain date, or we come in and clean it up for you. We have a private contractor come in, and then it gets added to your tax bill. Kind of like what we're doing with the lawns right now, only it would be done with junk and things like that. So the town board wanted to put a new twist on that. What they want is when somebody gets a letter, they come before the public safety committee and they meet with them to try to work something out. So to try to get a resolution. We don't want to have somebody's property cleaned up for them and whatever. So Mark's been working on writing up a law. We have one that the town board likes. So we need to set a public hearing to read it, have public input on it, comments. So I was thinking September 14th, that would be our town board night. And maybe we could meet a little earlier and do it at 5:30. Is that okay with everyone? Any other ideas or no? Okay, so if we could, right?
Yeah.
You're okay? So if we could have a resolution to set a public hearing for September 14th at 5:30 for the public nuisance law, that would be good.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Sesney, a second by Giuliano. Clerk, call the roll, please.
Dutch. Giuliano.
Aye.
Kane.
Aye.
Sesney.
Aye.
Aye. For those that weren't at the last planning board meeting, we had a developer come in. He's representing a client, a big retailer, who wants to build a warehouse down in the Schuyler Business Park. I believe 52,000 square feet. It's going to be an $8.7 million project, including the roads and the infrastructure and everything. They really don't want their name released yet, because this stuff gets very competitive with IDAs, competing against different IDAs in the area. But they're going to be having a public hearing here right in this room. It's going to be August 24th, I believe that's a Tuesday, at 8 a.m. in the morning. So I want to make everyone aware. Jeff, you can put it on the website. And also, if you put on the website about our public hearing for the nuisance law. So that's what they're going to be doing. They're going to be meeting here. They're going to be talking about the project and where it's going.
24th on a Wednesday.
Oh, it's a Wednesday? Okay.
Yep.
Let me read this again.
If it's on Tuesday, that's primary day.
Right.
It'll be on the 24th of August at 8 a.m., so that's a Wednesday. So good catch, Harry.
Thank you, Harry.
Are you coming both days?
If I can catch a nap.
Yeah, he can maybe sleep here at night, maybe bring a sleeping bag or something. So here he does a good job with the voting. So that's a long day for these voting custodians too. So that's what's going on with that. Eric Kane has proposed a law on video conferencing. In the Association of Towns magazine that's put out monthly, they were talking about a local law that would allow board members to basically vote via video conference if there's a medical emergency or even a weather emergency or snow emergencies or something like that. To do it legally, you have to have a local law. I asked them to send me a template. They did. So I gave the board a copy. I inserted Skylar's name. You have to have a policy in place. It has to be posted on the webpage. So I did a policy and gave everybody a copy. So that's what that would be for. The only thing I read in this local law is it expires January 1st of 2024. So it wouldn't be forever, but in case this fall, maybe the flu, COVID, who knows what's going on.
Can it be renewed?
This is a state thing, Betty. I don't know. I just know that it's good until January 1st, 2024. Yeah, absolutely. And you have to have, out of our five, we would always have to have three members here meeting in public, and it explains everything. So in order to do this, Eric, did you want to explain why you brought it up, or your interest in this law? Or?
Well, I just figured, you know, if somebody can't make it, God forbid, they could still be able to vote. And I believe we have to have a public hearing on this, do we not?
Yes, it's a local law, and then it has to get filed with the Secretary of State.
I didn't see where it could possibly do any harm.
Correct.
It doesn't do any good.
So could we have a public hearing on September 14th, maybe at 6, after our public nuisance law? I don't really think there's going to be a lot of debate or dialogue on this. It's pretty straightforward. We'll need a motion from the board.
I'll make the motion.
A motion by Sesney and a second by Kane to schedule a public hearing for September 14th at 6 o'clock for video conferencing law 2022-13. Clerk, call the roll.
Lesh.
Aye. Julie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kane.
Aye.
Sesney. Aye.
Aye. Charter Communications, aka Spectrum, they drive me crazy with emails every day. You think I was working on the polls. But they want everybody to know they're doing channel changes. And the newest thing is their GAC family channel. It's going high definition. So they sent me three emails on it. It's going high definition. They want everybody to know.
Thank God.
Do you watch that channel, Red?
No.
Okay. So there's going to be a lot of changes. So, you know, that's what it's about. So if you hear anybody in town saying something about Spectrum, I lost my channel or something, search around, it's there. Nothing's disappeared. It's just going high definition. Spinoff of that is people in town were complaining about booms. Even WKTV called. What it is the guys working on the power lines and the women, when they have to fuse the power line together, they use like dynamite to wrap these wires together, and then they detonate them. And the force of this explosion causes these wires to fuse together. And they claim it's even stronger than, crimping them together or whatever. It lasts long. So they did about 6 or 7 explosions up on Cosby Road. I think they got a couple more this fall, and then they're going to be moving out of Skylar. But that's what those big booms are. So if anybody asks, it took a while to find out. But yes, Tim.
And they had, prior to detonating those, they had notified the 911 centers in both Herkimer County and Oneida County. They did a lot of due diligence because they know from experience folks usually call when they hear these things. So I was actually up there with them for some of these. So.
But they didn't call Jolene at WKTV. And that's all that matters. So, thanks, Tim. And Tim let me know what was going on with that. So that's great. They've been doing a pretty good job, Tim, cleaning up after themselves, and
they've been doing a very good job. I mean, they're particularly at my property. They're staging a lot of vehicles there because of the access they have and the footprint that they have there at the turn. And they've been great. And I've actually been in touch with the project manager from the Power Authority and with some things, and they've been great to work with. So
good,
no complaints.
Gary?
Yes, I was just wondering about your Spectrum Avenue, okay? Since Mr. Smullen's here, is New York State ever going to change Spectrum to another cable outfit, period?
No, they have a license to operate in the state.
Okay, is it ever going to be changed?
Well, when they do the licensure, it's a competitive process, so people basically, they compete.
Because it's what I'm saying, when Time Warner had it, it was a decent cable outfit, okay? Spectrum came over and everything increased. It's unreal. Spectrum does not do a good job here in New York State. So I'm just wondering, do we have a chance of changing this cable network to someone else?
It's possible. There's also issues with broadband, and it's kind of replacing cable, if you will. And it's all mixed together, but it's designed to be a competitive market. So if somebody thinks that they can do it cheaper than Spectrum and get the business, then they do it. The problem that we have in the big rural areas is that sometimes there's only one provider, and that's not very competitive, and that's where prices get raised up. So it's heavily regulated, but it's still competitive, is how I would describe it.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mellon.
Okay. Herkimer County Fair opens this Tuesday. They gave the town an invitation. If I can't make it, does someone want to go and represent the town? Does anyone have any interest? Anyone on the town board want to go to the fair?
I can't.
Free Ferris wheel tickets? No?
Yeah. Candy too.
You guys are no fun. Okay. Well, don't say I didn't offer. This weekend's a dumpster. So August 13th and 14th, Saturday and Sunday is the dumpster. So, you know, they'll be down there. So people have been asking about that. Big car show this Saturday. The car show committee's been working very, very hard. Like I said, they got a great day. The weather looks good, 78 and sunny. So they've been having a lot of followers. They're having the band Showtime. They're having a dog show. They're having the state troopers doing a demonstration. The Herkimer County Sheriff will be there doing a demonstration. Herkimer County firemen are bringing in the smokehouse with simulated smoke, and the kids can walk through it, and they'll teach them like what to do to get out of a burning house and things like that. So a lot of educational stuff. You know, the car show is always pretty big. Good night, Phil. Fireworks, and so that's great. They'll be parking over at the church. We did get them an insurance policy to cover anything that may happen. So if you can, stop in. Budget workshop, it's that time of year. Herkimer already sent me the mock budget, so I was thinking maybe we could schedule our first workshop for September 7th. That'll be a Wednesday, maybe 2 in the afternoon. Is everybody okay with that? The first Wednesday of September, maybe a budget workshop, and we'll start going through things and penciling in where we want to go and what we want to do. And Phil, you're good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Deputy Supervisor Ron Beach. Ron, did you have anything you wanted to cover?
I just wanted to bring up in the town of Webb on the Thursday, the 29th of September, there's a training program for Planning Board and Zoning Board of Appeals members. It gives us the 4 hours of required training, and I just wanted to bring it to the board's attention, get their permission for us to go to the town to reimburse us for it. I'll drive, and anybody that wants to go.
What's the date on that, Ron?
That's the 29th of September. It's a
September
Thursday.
September 29th. It's a Thursday.
It starts at 9:30 in the morning and runs to about 2:30 in the afternoon.
I think if somebody wants to drive themselves, I think we should reimburse them for mileage, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
What's the rate now, Barb? Do you know?
What's that?
What's the mileage rate now?
55.
55 cents. Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah, just.
I think the state rate has gone up.
56, I think.
I think it's 63.
That high, really?
Yeah, just check. All I gotta do is call the county.
Whatever. Whatever. You know what I mean?
I think
they want to go. Anybody wants to go, just get a voucher, keep track of your mileage.
What's on the agenda? Do you know for it? What's the training for?
Yeah, I do. It's hosted by a gentleman by the name of Mark Schmacher from Shagner. It's his senior principal attorney of Miller, Mannix, Shagner, and Hoffner in Glens Falls and Round Lake. In general practice of law, but he concentrates in the areas of municipal and environmental and land use.
Because, I mean, it is a requirement that you go, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been trying to make sure we get our education hours in.
Sure. That's why I said we should pay the mileage, because if you're required to go,
mm-hmm.
you gotta go.
Yeah, I can take like six more people, take Mama's vehicle, and anybody that wants to ride up, you know.
I've ridden with Ron before, he's pretty good, so. Pretty
sure. I don't have near the heavy foot my wife does.
Is the town board okay with that?
Yeah.
People going in?
100%.
Okay.
You gotta go. All right.
Thank you.
Let's get a motion on that, because we have to with the judges and people going to the conferences. Motion by Kane, second by Sesney. Or call the roll.
Dutch.
Aye.
Julian.
Aye.
Kane.
Aye.
Sesney.
Yes.
Sesney.
Aye. Anything else, Ron, that we missed?
No, I think they about covers it. Big thing we had.
Right. Town training, Carrie, you did a good job.
Yeah, we did the seeker training for New York State DEC. We had a good show up and turnout, and there is a new handbook now located in the clerk's office with all the updated information and what we call the cookbook, which is your step-by-step guide to the seeker application process. So we did have a great turnout, and I hope everybody was able to understand that cookbook like the rest of us did. So
thank you.
Very good. Anyone have any questions on the training or no? Okay, very good, Carrie. Highway Superintendent Phil Johnson. Phil?
I called the Mohawk Valley Freightliner to get an update on the truck, and we still have no build swap, so it's looking like it might be a 24 model now. We could still possibly see it in 23, but.
Looking kind of grim. Looking kind of grim.
It's not looking that great. So that's where we're at on that. I did order the radar sign for town. I'm receiving yes, still waiting for that. I stopped down to the pellet plant, Pepsi, and asked them about the overnight parking issue that we were having from Bull Court. Doesn't seem so Pepsi has any overnight drivers or anything, so it's probably coming from the pellet plant. They said they'd try to, you know, tell them to not stop, not park there. We did the wood chips today to the playground. We're going to finish setting up for the extravaganza tomorrow. We got to do the tents, trailers, all that stuff, picnic tables. I talked to Cosmo today. He's going to be just there in the morning. We are bringing the trailer for the fire department to drop off at the firehouse today, so we're going to pick that up, bring that over too. I did contact our place where we get our sand this year. It's gone up $2.50 a yard.
Ouch.
$4.50 a yard is $7 a year.
Ouch.
Yeah. And with fuel prices the way they are, you know, to travel somewhere probably further away, it's, you know, I'll contact a couple people and see the price is at. We may use more bees this year, try to haul bees, because the price isn't really that much worse than $7 for that same Jaden Drew.
We had quite a bit of sand left, didn't
you? Yeah, we did pretty good last year.
Thought you did pretty great.
Probably about 3,000 yards. We're pretty good people,
right? What's that times 7?
$1,000.
9,000.
We got plenty.
What'd you play last year?
$4.50.
No, but what was the total value?
Oh, I don't know, like 16,000, 15, or
Okay, so
it's going to be about
$5,000 more, isn't
going to still get it out of the same guy?
We're not going to get as much. We're having to use some bees to have raised belt. We can mix it together to be a little better mix. We're going to do ball field next week at the town park. The parking lot, they're going to pave tomorrow here.
I saw him measuring this afternoon, yeah.
I think that's it. Some roadside mowing and start hauling some of the green waste out.
Oh boy. That was horrible.
Yes, we've had quite a lot of dump trailers coming.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, 3, 4, 5 loads a day out of a dump trailer.
Big trailers coming out of Utica.
Yes, very big trailers. I turned a guy away from Utica the other day. Somebody called him, as long as it was from Utica, it was okay. And you can take your green waste down to the Waste Authority in Utica for free. There is no charge to bring your green waste then. I mean, we kind of set this up as a way to, for, you know, homeowners, you got some grass clippings, some branches come down in the storm. But we're starting to see people cutting down trees and bringing in logs.
I saw the logs.
And it just wasn't for that.
It's more fun to come to Skyway.
And it's quite expensive to get rid of the, you know, for us to get rid of it now.
Almost got all the way. Almost.
You know,
I mean, I see three days work there, Phil, to call that.
We called one solid day with one truck, and Chris took all part of the day trying to sort out the logs.
Yeah.
Phil, wouldn't it be better if you just let them dump where you guys are dumping and eliminate you guys hauling it again?
The only thing is, I think you're just how you're going to know who's going there.
Probably would get worse.
Yeah, they're coming in from Rochester.
And it's probably, you know, times maybe, you know, somebody had contacted me ahead of time, like they had something like that, like a lot of loads, because a lot of loads came from nearby, you know. Then I could probably say, hey, can you just bring it up there instead? But, I mean, really, is if you're going to go out there, you just drive to Utica, you know, with something like that. And, you know, it'd make it easier on us to cut down the expense.
I wonder, Phil, I mean, this is just a wonder. You ever see that place over on Welch Bush Road just before you get into the city of Utica where they have that spot and people come there and cut up the trees? You ever see that?
By the park, almost in Utica, yes, by the park.
Yeah, on the right there.
It's a dump spot.
I wonder if we could offer something like that if they were bringing in some of them or trees, if somebody wanted to come.
No,
why don't you offer dates? Offer certain dates, post it, offer certain dates that they can dump and have somebody sit there and if they don't dump on them dates, they don't dump.
Do you think the cutting is a bad idea?
Yeah, you don't want people working saws and stuff on town property.
I think that's a very bad idea.
We've actually had a guy come and was doing that.
Oh my.
He's cut up some of the wood that was in there.
I heard on your property.
Yeah, I don't know how he managed to get some of these logs in his truck by himself, but he did.
Must have been a strong guy.
Must have been.
Wow.
And we have had an issue with dumping on Bull Road.
Oh,
and I think it's been solved.
That was going to be my question.
I believe I figured out who it was. DC went and visited him, and somebody cleaned it up. So it wasn't us.
That was a pleasant surprise.
Hopefully that situation has been taken care of.
Good
work.
It was a guy who always complains about dumping, who ended up being the guy that does the dumping.
That's the way it always goes.
That's the way it always goes, you know?
I think that's all I got.
Well, thanks, Phil. You've been doing a good job with everything.
Keep up the good work.
And I saw Chris, I think, yesterday with that grade all struggling with some of those logs, just trying to break them up. It was horrible. I mean, it was almost like logging trucks coming in and dumping. That's what it looked like. I mean, it was...
Yeah, you know, and I had asked the guy, because he did tell me he was bringing it, and I asked, can you just cut it short enough so that it fit the side of the dump truck?
Yeah, keep it under 20 feet.
He got it in his trailer, but it ain't going to fit the dump truck.
Wow. All right, very good. Any questions for the highway superintendent? Anybody? How's your chance? Okay. Water board report, Betty Sesney. Betty?
All right. Budget time again. Budget packets have been sent out to all the department heads. and the board will start working on the budget later on this month, or possibly early in September. And a couple of workshops will be held, and the water board is required by law to have a budget in place by the end of October. When the budget passed, and a rate scheduled no later than 60 days prior to the start of the next fiscal year. And at the recent improvement committee meeting, capital improvement committee meeting that is, it was learned that the cost of potential future expenses, particularly for capital projects and pipe replacement over the next several years, the cost will be a lot higher than normal. Costs are going up. And this will affect discussions with respect to water rates more than it has in the last 10 years. So it looks like prices are going up with everything else too. A presentation was held by Neptune Meters, as our radio reading meter system, and we're continuing to evaluate the proposals to determine the best plan to fit our needs in the future. And then the next meeting will be held Monday, August 15th at 5 p.m. That's it.
Thanks, Betty. Does anyone have any questions for Betty on the water board?
You got one, Joe? Phil, anything with the fuel pumps? Anything special?
Okay. Anyone else have any questions for? Okay, very good. Planning board, Jeff.
You had mentioned, Anthony, about the what's dubbed Project Orange Crush.
Yep.
That's we're going to have a public hearing on that September 7th at 6 p.m. just before the regular planning board meeting. So there's also that in addition to that August date that you mentioned. So there's that, and Carrie mentioned the seeker training, and other than that, that's pretty much it.
Good. Very good. Anyone have any questions for Jeff? No? Ron?
We will start the zoning review in September, to the zoning map review.
Thanks. On another note, you know, I've been getting a lot of calls about people speeding in Schuyler. You know, we got Mapleton, and then we got Windfall, and a guy called from Austin. Barb got a call today from somebody on Hawthorne. You know, we're getting more and more calls. I really don't know what to tell these people. I've talked to the, you know, commander down at the Herkimer Barracks, Dave Olney, and they do a great job, the troopers, but they're short on staff too. You know, maybe in the future we may have to look at having another police department come into Schuyler 3 or 4 days a month and patrol. Work some kind of a 6-month test contract and see what happens. It's not going to be cheap, but I don't know. This seems to be a trend that's continuing. So I don't know how the board feels about it. No one has to make a decision tonight. What's that, Betty?
I agree, it's horrible. On my road, ground road, as cars just go by, you don't stand a chance, you know.
Yeah.
If you're out on the road or getting your mail or, I mean, it's really dangerous. It's very, very dangerous.
Guy called me this morning, lives on Austin Road. He said my kids were playing out in the road. Some guy with a white hot rod came flying around the corner, lives in that development, almost hit him.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, maybe you should call the police. He said, I am a police officer. I mean, that's kind of the calls you're getting, and you know, I don't know. So it doesn't seem to be going away. So
everybody's happy.
And no one wants to pay another bill, and policing is not cheap. But
I haven't seen the troopers up around my area at all.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just even just patrolling a little bit. And you think
I would like to comment on that. Our job is to provide service. And if, I don't know if we should necessarily do it right now, but I think it should be in the considering department. We may have to consider it here. You know, it's a shame that, what I've said before, people are nuts today. I can't say it any other way. They don't have the ability to police themselves anymore.
And Yeah, you're right, Eric. And maybe it's something that if we wanted to pursue it, we could put it to the voters next November when they do come in. I always like a good vote and
that would be the best way.
Then they don't like the outcome, Jeannie, and they get angry. But Gary.
Yes, Anthony, that's not going to work. You're trying to get a patrol thing here in Schuyler?
Yes.
That never works. Newport tried to do that, and it didn't work at all.
Didn't work?
No. Why even try it? They spray painted a Newport cop car. You know, it doesn't work. Stay with New York State troopers and get on their backs, period.
Okay. Thanks, Gary. That's good piece there. So, I mean, we're going to look at everything. Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing? Don Tellerico. You know, not to add to the agony of the speeding, but that's why I'm here. I live on Knapsmo Road.
Yes.
And it's been unbelievable there lately.
You got speeders too?
Well, it's not even the speeding. That's part of it. It's the people that live there. The parking on the road is atrocious. The other day, not to get into the stories, I'm coming up the street, and I'm very careful because I've been there 30 years, and there's a couple cars parked right at the top, and somebody comes winding around the road doing, I don't know what, almost hit me head on. Goes right by me, never stops, waves, say, you know, sorry, nothing. Goes right by me. So, you know, I mean, I don't know if there's something that can be posted over there or, you know, like we said, what can you do about it? My son's a police officer in Utica. Not that that has anything to do with it.
No, I hear you.
And I asked him. I said, you know, and he said the same thing. Just go to the thing and see if they can maybe put a sign. And, you know, he lived there for 20 years with us. But I just didn't know what, you know. It's gonna happen. It's just a matter of time. It's the parking on there, and it's on both sides sometimes, and you can't even get down the road. And I mean, it's a small road. There's 15 houses on there. I don't know what the answer is. I just thought I'd bring that up if there's something that I could do or something that could be done to, you know, help the situation. The parking. I mean, can you just park a car on the road, half in the road, half out? The road's not that wide. You can barely get two cars going down, you know, free. There's a trailer on one side, a car on the other, and it's like cars coming up and down, and it's like you think you're in a freeway somewhere in a traffic jam on a little road like that.
They're parked there all the time?
You know, right now, the problem, the one that I had, just about all the time. They were right here, parked right now when I came to the meeting, just about all the time. But, you know, and it's worse sometimes than others. And if you're careful, you know the road, but a lot of people come down that road, don't even know there's a not, you know, it's a dead end. They go down, they come up, and, you know, I've seen where, you know, it just gets to be like a hazard of the parking on the road. You know, trailer, cars, both, you know, at the same time. I just don't know how long it goes on and how long you let it go or what you do about it. You know, I mean, is there anything to do about it?
But, they park inside the
hotel? Yeah, it's right off of Cosby Manor Road, yeah.
Gary?
Yeah, once you know, a person knows a person that did this, why don't you propose some type of fine on them?
I don't want to get involved with it, you know.
Want to settle up?
Yeah, well, you're right, yeah, I
you want to settle up. You know, fine them X amount of dollars, and that's the way it goes. I mean, you do everything else, and I roll it.
Yeah.
We can.
So
you do everything else with the lawns and all that stuff. Why don't you just find these people and you won't crap do that anymore?
Hold on, guys. Give Gary finish and then we'll get him.
But you do the lawns, overgrown the lawns, or you got crap over here and whatever, and you're doing that. This gentleman here has a problem. Do the same thing as you do the lawns and everything else.
Okay. Joe, Phil, what are you guys thinking?
Well, I think you got to put a no parking sign.
I agree with him, but I'm in corner, they always park out of the corner there.
Can you do that, Phil?
I'm not going to.
I can probably talk to her. She's, you know, let her know to try to stay out of the road.
How about
I agree, because I did go down some old roadsides down there last week, and if there were so many cars and trailers parked in the road, I just drove by.
Would it be easier just to put a couple no parking signs up?
Yeah, but is it homeowners with the trailers parking there, or is it people that are working?
Homeowners?
There's a whole, the trick, it's a work trailer, and they leave it in the road. Yeah, it's a homeowner. They live there. That's part of the main problem, is right at the top of the road.
Yes.
and they've always got a couple cars out there. It's just, you know, like I said, I'm aware of it, so I'm really careful. If you're not aware of it, and you, I mean, like I said, somebody came around that corner doing, when I tell you 65 miles an hour, they come off Cosby Manor flying, because it's just, I don't know what the speed limit is there. And even me, going to work in the morning, I come to the top of the road, I look both ways, at least twice. I get on the road, and there's a car on my bumper from, I don't know where they come from. You know, and I mean, I get it, you know, but
I say it at every meeting.
You know, but coming around down my road as I'm coming off, they come around there, the car's blocked. So they're not, except they're speeding, it's not their fault because they're going, they're making a roundhouse turn to avoid the car in the road, and they're coming head on at you if you're not aware of it, you know. And then, you know, like I said, I'm shocked that there hasn't been, maybe people are more careful than I give them credit. There hasn't been an accident up there, but I can't believe it, really. And I mean, I wouldn't be here, believe me, if it wasn't a big nuisance.
They're crossing the road for a parking lot.
Can we have, you know how?
You know, I noticed that one day it was really bad. My mother-in-law lives on National, actually, very cross street from a little bit. And she doesn't really complain about that. You got a lot of speeders. We're purchasing a radar speed sign that'll tell you how fast you're going, what the speed limit is, and it'll say a message, slow down. We ordered it last month because obviously other parts of town, and it will be mobile, so we can transport it from, you know, we can set it up for a while here and move it around. So we will be doing that in the future. But I agree with the new park on the road there, and I'll see what I can do about it.
Phil, can we, you ever see a sign that says no parking from here to corner?
I think that's another thing, because
that'll work.
Where that stop sign is, sometimes they park right up to the stop sign. Because I believe there's a law that says you can't park, you know, a certain amount before that stop sign. So,
we have four houses there. The guy lives on the other corner. He parks his vehicles.
Oh boy. Can we, do we have to do anything? I mean, like pass a local law, or can we just say, Phil, put up a sign? Do you know?
I'm not 100% sure about that. I would evidently, listen, you can never go wrong by putting it in the record and having it in the minutes. Right. That's when it was decided, and that's where they go back on lawsuits. And when it's in writing, it's in writing. When it's not, it's not.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Why don't we have Phil look into this a little bit, and would it be all right if we address it at the next month's meeting, sir?
Well, we wanted to put it up
to the lady on the corner. I got her phone number. I just asked her to maybe they can park further down it, you know, for the time being, instead of right on the corner. Because it is hazardous right on the corner. Affects us with all smell and everything.
I still think, though, if it's a trailer and they're using our road for a parking lot, that needs to stop.
I thought maybe that was just somebody who was working down there that day, maybe mowing a lawn or something.
Just put no street parking, that's all.
No parking on the street.
There you go.
Okay. We're good. Gary?
Yeah, did anybody contact Mr. Johnson? Did you ever contact New York State Troopers to put a radar on that road that everybody's speeding?
You mean like the sign or?
No. So a trooper there with a radar gun.
Yes.
Has anybody showed up?
Multiple times? As a matter of fact, when we first discussed it a couple months ago,
and Gary, they actually put one of the machines on Windfall Road, and it lasted about 48 hours. It was destroyed. They ripped the wiring harness out of it, vandalized it. Spray painted on it.
Slashed the tires.
Skyler, live free or die.
Oh, jeez.
It's not just Skyler. It's had the problem speeding everywhere, all the towns complaining about it.
There just aren't enough troopers out
there. Ain't enough. People just can't slow down. Okay.
There's 7 vacancies at the Herkimer.
This is a lot. 3 cars in Herkimer County. Hard to believe.
3 cars?
I've heard sometimes there's one. Right. And we don't need to put that in the minutes or anything. We'll have to scratch that.
It's in there.
I'm surprised you didn't find John or Steve Atwater
test. All right. Very good. So that's speeding. All right. Does the board have anything before you do resident comment? Bill, you're good. Betty, Eric, you got your thing. Joe,
good.
Rod, Barb, do we miss anything?
What about that Excelsius? I'll get something from that girl, from Paula.
Yeah.
We'll put it in the newsletter.
Okay.
She'll have it in October, September, whenever you want.
Okay. Sounds good.
It's more of Medicare, I think they call it 101.
Okay.
For the residents of Schuyler, there's, you know, 65 or going to be 65.
Okay. Yeah, if she needs to do any kind of a open house here, she's more than welcome.
What's that?
If she needs to do like an open house here for people
well,
that want to come in.
Well, that's what she wants to do. Have
yeah.
Like a little...
People come and go and
yeah,
ask
yeah,
questions
yeah.
And...
It's only, I think she said, 2 hours.
Okay. Yeah, any services?
But I'll get something for her and then I'll give it to Jeff.
You'll yeah. Put it in the
yeah.
Newsletter. Okay. All right. Resident comment. Mike?
I always have comments, you know that. A couple weeks ago, I had asked you if you knew what was going on the south side of 5S.
Yes.
Did you ever find out what was going on there?
Yeah, I called Frankfurt. I talked to Glenn. He said they're doing remediation on the old canal.
Okay.
I guess the old canal ran over there.
Yeah, it did.
And they're doing work over there, cleaning it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What are they doing just on the south side of 5, right opposite the entrance to the business park? They're clearing all the land over there.
Yeah.
Where's that?
They've been hauling material out of all of where they put the Pepsi and everything.
Oh,
they
in our business park.
Over there, dumped
yeah.
It there.
Yeah.
So they're great.
Oh, so there's, okay.
There's
okay.
There's a business going in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The interconnect.
Yes.
This is really interesting reading, let me tell you. I got two questions on this. Number one, have you seen the final actual one the attorneys have, and are there signatures on page 34?
I haven't seen the original, and I haven't seen any signatures.
Okay, so it's not a signed document at this point.
I don't know if it's signed, Mike. I haven't seen it.
Okay, well, I foiled that, so
yep.
They can email that. The other question I have for you is on page 31 of the same document, under where it says Interconnect Customer. It says Sun East Watkins Road Solar LLC, care of Cordelia Power. We had brought this up on another meeting where Cordelia Power is out of Toronto and they're buying Sun East's power grids here.
Mm-hmm.
So if Cordelia is buying this or is in the process of buying it, does Cordelia have to come in front of this board to ask permission? Because according to the special use permit, they're supposed to. Have you heard anything on that?
No, I asked Mike Beckner about it and I asked Kevin Murphy and they explained it to me this way. They said Cordelia Power is like providing financing for the project. They're
mm-hmm.
actually not owning the project. So an application does not have to be done.
Okay, that sounds a little hinky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that just one of those legal ease things so they can do what they want?
Yep.
Or you don't really know?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I just ask them, you know, I say, hey, I saw the same thing, you know, and said, in our law, if a new owner takes over, they have to do an application and start over. We need to know who owns it in case there's
right.
an emergency during the night. And
yeah.
Murphy said no. And then I called Beckner, and he said they do like financing.
Then why are they listed as the interconnect customer?
He explained it to me. It's like you go and you buy a car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may have Bank of America listed on the title with you. Does
mm-hmm.
Bank of America own that car? Well, kind of. But do they really own the car? No, you do. They're providing the financing. That's how it was explained to me in kind of layman's terms.
Okay, until something hits the fan, and then
right.
the bank owns the car.
Right, right.
So if something hits the fan on these solar panels, who actually physically owns it?
Right.
The finance guy?
Probably Cordelia, I would say.
Right, so
yeah.
Therefore they own it.
Yeah.
Therefore they need to come here and to put
okay.
an application
absolutely.
In.
Yeah.
Well, I will talk to Murphy in the morning.
Yeah,
I don't trust him as far as I could spit an elephant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we've had arguments about him to begin with.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think the board made a mistake when they hired that firm, considering that firm's one of their biggest chunks of their practice is putting in green energy. They're not here to protect this board. They're not here to protect Skylar. And
absolutely.
They sure as heck are not here to protect us residents.
Absolutely.
And that was a really big mistake. I've talked to you about that before.
Yes.
So I'm not going to rehash it.
No.
But it's just.
He was a recommendation.
I know he's
recommended
by the IDA.
County. Yes.
Well,
IDA. Yeah.
The IDA is very big on renewable energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just amazing to me. You know, to make one, you were talking about putting EV charges out here before a couple of meetings ago.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone understand to make one battery for one EV vehicle is 1 million pounds? Pounds, 1 million pounds of lithium ore to make one battery. Where does that stuff come from? The machine that they use to dig that up with, well, one 12-hour shift will give you that much ore. It will burn 9 to 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel. So, I won't pretend, I won't, I'll
very
get
true.
Off my soapbox.
Very true.
Right
on. I do my research.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, but I would really look into that because there's something not right there. Cordelia is going to have ownership of this field, and they need to be here and ask for an
yes.
application.
Okay.
Make that part of the permanent record, please.
Yes.
Okay. I'll shut up now.
Good. Frank.
When you talk to Sonny's, can you get the answer in writing instead of them just telling you? Because everything Sonny's is doing, they give you nothing in writing. And your Connect agreement, I'm on the understanding that that has been submitted again. And who submitted that? The Wallace Law Firm submitted that?
No. Sonny submitted the interconnect agreement.
But who drew it up, though?
I would think Sonny's attorney.
I have no idea, Frank.
Yeah. Yeah. What I'm getting to is Sonny verbally tells you a lot, but you've got nothing in writing.
Nothing to back up.
That's, nothing.
That's why we have lawyers looking over that and giving us their legal opinions.
And I have to back up what Mr. Lavelle said. This Wallace Law Firm should have been working for us. And very disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I know SunEast had a problem with them also. They're not happy with them, so... You know,
no one's ever happy.
No one's ever happy. So, you
the
know,
lawyers are usually happy.
They're usually happy.
They get paid well.
They get paid very well. And we needed a law firm that just specializes in solar farms, and that's why we went to the county, and they were recommended by the county IDA. Frank?
Just one more thing, keep in the back of your mind. The road that goes to my property, Oak Hill Road, Soco Road. Please keep that in the back of your mind. I cannot get to my property. I have no emergency access, fire, anything. I've got a structure in there. If someone gets hurt and they can't get out, I've got over 200 acres of land, and my son just had to go buy firewood. It makes no sense. So please keep that in mind.
I thought you had 400.
Pardon?
I thought you had 400 acres.
Between me and Moss, it's 400.
Oh, between you and Moss, okay.
No, Moss.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just extremely frustrating, you know, and it's, I guess it's the agreement with SunEast is what's blocking this. I don't know.
Thanks, Frank. Don, you don't have your hand up. I'm disappointed.
Wait a minute. My voice is gone. You get 86 and it goes quick. Does this work?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't heard anything about the either one of the water districts, 1 or 5. Has the town board made a final decision on water district 5 that was discussed on the April 8th workshop?
Decision is we're waiting on to see if we're getting financing. We'll know next month.
Financing.
Yes, additional financing.
All right, how much do you need on that?
I didn't hear you.
On West Water District.
How much
do you need?
We are pre-approved for a grant for $1 million in addition to what we have.
No, on the East Water. I'm not talking the West.
Oh, on East Skylar?
Yeah.
Well, I talked to the engineers the other day. They're getting ready to go into the archaeological study for that area.
Archaeological.
Yep. And then they're doing pre-design right now.
Okay. And have you bought any land for the water tower?
No.
That's yours.
Okay. That's where the $1 million is going to go. The force main, the pumping station, and the 51-foot water tower. That's what they projected, 1 million. Where did the million come from?
Congress came up with a new program that kind of mimics the program they had years ago, where it allowed the legislatures to have funds to spend in their areas. And we put in a grant application. There were 60 municipalities that put in, and they picked 15, and Schuyler was one of the 15. So we're waiting to see what happens.
Yeah, where did that grant come from?
Federal funds.
Oh, federal. Okay, what about the, now I get on the East Water. Was there any final decision on the East Water? That's where I talked about the 41-foot or 51-foot water tower.
No.
Nothing? And let's see, who's the bond counsel for the West Water District?
I don't think we got a bond counsel yet.
Well, if you go through USDA, you have to have one.
I know we have Oric and East Schuyler.
Yeah, Oric, but they're bond counsel down there.
Yeah.
Who's the bonding agency for the East District?
They're Oric.
No, they're bonding. I already talked to them. They're the bonding council.
Yeah. Well, they're the ones that did the bonding, Don.
Oh, they took care of the bonding?
Yes.
Well, somebody's lying about that. Because I talked with Los Angeles, I talked with Pennsylvania, and finally New York.
Right.
And they told me we don't do any bonding.
Right.
Okay. So you don't have a bond council for the East or the West Water District?
I don't believe so, not yet.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it.
Okay.
Make it short.
Frank?
Sorry to. On the way up through here, just this side of the industrial park, there's a complex there. It's all different colors, and I have no idea what's going on. There's a lot of people around there. What is that?
The Burmese Church.
Okay. The point I'm getting to, and I'm not being, I don't want to discriminate against anybody, are these people coming in here from another country for a short time, do they know what is going on? And the reason I say that is we were going down the road and then about a 12-year-old boy walked right out in the middle of the road and stood there looking at me, coming at me. Do they know the traffic laws of this area and everything? This boy just did not have a clue. A car is coming at him at 50 miles an hour.
I've been down there and talked to those folks, and I found them to be wonderful people. That's all I could say about them.
One day there was a fellow that came in here. It was a professor up at SUNY. I call it SUNY Utica-Rome. Uh-huh. They change their name every other month. Uh-huh. But anyway, he was like an advisor to them. And he was asking me, like, were we happy with them being here? Is there anything they could do to fit in more? And, you know, questions like that. And would it be okay if they put their flag on one of their buildings? And just common questions like that. So I think they do have somebody that tries to get them, you know, acculturated into the area here.
They seem to be, my impression was they seem to be deeply religious.
They are.
Very, very, very nice people. That was my impression of them. They were just wonderful to deal with. That's all I could say.
I just don't want to see anybody get hurt.
Right. Yeah.
If you've got a young child that's never been around motor vehicles, they don't know. And somebody needs to educate them.
You know,
stay out of the road.
There are plenty of kids that have been here their whole life.
I don't know about your theory there.
I will stop down there and I will mention your concern And I don't think we should get into calling authorities or anything. No. Let them handle it themselves.
Yeah.
And I truly believe they will.
Yeah.
But I will stop there.
They seem to be very nice and everything like that.
As far as I can say, I'd say they were wonderful people. That's just my impression.
That's good.
You're not going to start picketing them, are you, Frank?
No.
All right.
A road, maybe. Not
I don't know where we're going. We're going. All right, does the board have anything else to discuss? Harry, I'm sorry we missed the best for last.
Voting for the primary on Tuesday. That's already been in the newsletter.
Yes.
Got that in. But the voting November 8th will be the regular voting. And the early voting is in Benton Hall in Little Falls. It starts the weekend, 2 weekends before regular voting. Our regular voting and the primary next week are from 6 to 9. So it's a
That'll be a long day.
Day and a half long. So, and then the second thing is Farm Progress Show is on this year, September 9th and 10th over Lenlow Farms. I'll give Barb a notice put on the door, and then maybe we can get something in the newsletter too. It's back there after a 2-year hiatus, so hope we can generate a good crowd to go over there. May do something a little different right now in the planning is we have had antique tractors, and they're hoping to do an antique tractor plowing.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. So something different.
That'd be cool.
Good.
I think that's it.
Meeting adjourned. Good night, everyone.
I don't know if you remember.